Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913, 1914, page 1542 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Al immoral acts with them or attempted to do so or asked to do so. I did tell Detectives Campbell and Starnes that I had been in the basement of the National Pencil Factory with one Daisy Hopkins for immoral purposes, but I told the detectives then, and I now say that I never went to the factory with Daisy Hopkins with the knowledge or consent of Leo M. Frank, but I did the Detectives Campbell and Starnes at the time of the conversation referred to in this statement, and I now state that I went to the basement of the factory with the consent and knowledge of Jim Conley only, and said Jim Conley always received a tip of 25 cents from me for such privilege, and said Jim Conley would permit me and Daisy Hopkins to go in the basement without being seen by anyone, and the said Jim Conley would remain on guard for me while I was in the basement with the understanding thoroughly understood between me and Jim Conley that said Conley would warn me if Mr. Frank or anyone else should happen to come along and possibly disturb me while I was in the basement, and the said Jim Conley would assist me and Daisy Hopkins to get out of the factory without being seen by anyone. On one occasion, I looked into Mr. Frank's office, but Mr. Frank did not see me, as Mr. Frank was busy at the time talking with Daisy Hopkins, who had gone to the factory in company with me for the purpose of drawing $3 from her salary account at the factory, and I saw in Mr. Frank's office at the time referred to a lady whom I have since learned to be Miss Eula May Flowers, and another woman who dressed like and looked like a factory employee, but there was nothing wrong going on the office on the occasion referred to, and there was no evidence that there was or had been any beer drinking or drinking of any kind, and Mr. Frank was sitting at his desk, apparently attending to his business. And as soon as Daisy Hopkins had drawn the money from her salary account as referred to above, I and the Hopkins woman at once left the factory together, and I never saw Mr. Frank anymore. If anyone gained the impression from the evidence I gave at the trial that I knew or knew anything against the character of Leo M. Frank, I now want to disabuse their mind of any such false impression, and I want everyone and everybody to know that I know absolutely nothing about or against the character of Leo M. Frank. This affidavit witnessed by C.W. Burke,